WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Mavericks have put out their first album in 5 years, and lead singer Raul Malo has just produced and co-written an album with the country singer Rick Trevino. Taken together, says rock critic Ken Tucker, these two projects show the range of Malo's Mexican-American take on country, pop, and rock music.
That big booming voice with a conversational intimacy, it's Raul Malo's pipes that makes the Mavericks instantly identifiable to any listener whose first reaction isn't, "Hey, is that Roy Orbison?" Certainly on this album called simply The Mavericks, Malo isn't shying away from the Orbison comparisons with soaring ballads like In My Dreams.
I used to think I was the only
Meanwhile, Rick Trevino turned to Raul Malo to jumpstart his career. Dumped by Columbia Records as a straight-down-the-middle country crooner, Trevino is using his debut on Warner Brothers Records and his songwriting collaborations with Malo to give his music a more open, wide-ranging sound. It results in juicier music even when he's singing about so hackneyed a subject as how hard it is to be a star.
I'll be drinking cold coffee at a diner in Baton Rouge. I got a show there out of nowhere. Then we gotta drive straight on through to Oklahoma and Arizona. What's 1,000 miles or two for a big star in an old car? This is all a dream come true.
There are times on this album, such as the title song, In My Dreams, when Trevino sounds more like the old Mavericks than the current Mavericks do. Listen to the way his vocal attack echoes Malo's here.
I used to think I was the only one who never knew what it was like to fall. Came along, changed all the rules that day. Just for a moment, I had it all. You are the dream.
On the whole, and with the exception of a misguided cover of Bryan Adams' soppy Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman, Trevino's work with Malo is tighter and more cohesive than the Mavericks album, which tends to sprawl and repeat itself. By now, it's too easy for Malo to power ballad his way through a song. He's much better with a lighter touch, such as he applies to the swinging Shine a Light.
I really wanna sit and talk about the way things are, maybe ought to be. It's wisdom I don't wanna do without. Brother, shine your light on me.
brother, shine your light on me. I've never been a real religious man, but I only see as far as my eyes can see. So what exactly is the promised land? Brother, shine your light on me. Brother, shine your light on me. Shine on me.
I don't think either the Mavericks or Trevino are going to make any new commercial breakthroughs with these albums. They're at once too idiosyncratic and too traditionalist. But that doesn't mean Mahlo and Trevino can't, every so often, reach into your heart and give it just the right sort of tug.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.